You're listening to LaVica, Theo, and Stone, the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches edition, presented by Gosling's Rum, the official rum and ginger beer of the Cognizant Classic. Also brought to you by Eisner Amper, Kaiser University College of Golf, Celsius, Formula One Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix 2024, and the Palm Beach County Sports Commission.
We are in a holding pattern on our NFL insider, Mike Tannenbaum, which I'm suspecting, I'm just going to assume it means he's doing important ESPN TV duties and not trying to finish lunch.
Well, it could be both at the same time.
Who knows?
You know?
Who knows? That it gets loose there at the combine.
Cobb salad.
Are you a Cobb salad fan?
I'm not. So I'm only a fan of the salads that my wife orders me. As in, like, sometimes I never really eat salads.
Is you just kissing her ass, or like the actual truth?
I legit, because I don't eat salads on my own.
I just like what my wife likes to make me.
No, I'm.
I mean, CCAT, what did that sound like?
It did.
Go away for 2 weeks for this wedding and come back a different man, I guess.
My God, man.
I'm being honest for yourself, with you guys. Dude. I don't know what a Cobb salad is what I was going to get to.
What are those little corn things? Is that corn? What are those corn things on a Cobb salad, those little tiny things?
Maybe that's why they call it a Cobb salad, corn on the cob.
Theo, I have a question for you.
Oh,
come on, dude.
In regards to relationships, do you, when you talk about a movie or a restaurant, do you say we liked that? Or in regards to your relationship?
Are you an I or a we?
I'm an I guy, all right? I'm a me guy. But I do say I'm honest about where things come from. So people will ask me, like, hey, well, I love that shirt. Where'd you get it? I don't know. My wife got it for me, but I love it as well. Or for salads. Uh-huh. I'm like, yeah. Also, she orders the wine. She's more of a wine kind of
stuff. That's different than I just like salads that my wife orders me.
Well,
wine and salad are two entirely different things in this conversation.
Well, they're both in her wheelhouse, all right? So, you know, I'm just an honest guy. I'm sorry for being so honest. I don't know what a Cobb salad is. That's what I should have said, but that was more embarrassing to say.
No, it's fine. But what are those corn things on a Cobb salad? I can't even find it now what those little corn-looking things are. What are the corn-looking things in a Cobb salad? 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776, social media at KLV1063. What are the tiny corn-looking things in a Cobb salad?
Does Cobb salads have the hard-boiled egg in it?
Yes.
I love a good hard-boiled egg in my salad.
I don't know, but I don't. Okay, in my salad, yeah. I know people, like my girls and my wife, like just eating hard-boiled eggs, and I am out on that.
Well, you got to throw a little salt and pepper on it. It's pretty good.
But that makes it, but I think it's the texture.
Yeah.
I don't like the waxy texture of a hard-boiled egg. That's problematic for me.
You know.
Right, sir? That's right.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm right on
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, right on, sir.
My main thing with hard-boiled eggs is as long as the yellow part, the yolk, is actually, like, cooked some, I don't like it when the yolk is more, like, runny and soft. But, no, hard-boiled eggs all the way in on, especially when they're in a salad. But I'm not one of those, you know, people. I don't want to degrade the name because you said everybody in your family does it, but
right.
That just eats raw, hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, so I Googled, by the way, small corn things in salad. Small corn things in salad, and they're called baby corn. That was a little disappointing.
Oh, my God.
A little disappointing.
I tried to
CCAT.
Tell you that it was likely corn, and that's probably why they call it a Cobb salad.
Yeah, you got me on a goose chase here at the computer trying to find out what the corn-looking things is in a Cobb salad. It turned out to be corn. Oh.
Yeah, it's actually legitimately corn. And don't worry, Google comes through with the search small corn things in salad.
Yeah.
And that's the type of radio entertainment you get every day, noon to 2, right here on ESPN 106.3. CCAT, guide me. What should I do right now? Should I do another leaderboard report here?
Yeah, I'm begging to know who's up top right now.
Okay. Then let's get to a leaderboard report here at the Cognizant Classic
Classic in the Palm Beaches. This leaderboard update is presented by Gosling's Rum, the official rum and ginger beer of the Cognizant Classic. Also brought to you by Eisner Amper, Kaiser University College of Golf, Celsius, Formula One Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix 2024, and the Palm Beach County Sports Commission.
So, CCAT was begging to hear who's at the top of the leaderboard here at the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. It is still Victor Perez. He is 10 under par, one shot better than previous leader Kevin Yu. Victor Perez, by the way, 6 under today through 15 here at PGA National.
What?
So let the record show that I did multiple times here on this program today.
Yeah.
I gave the declaration that, hey, The wind arrived today. It wasn't here yesterday. Scoring is going to be unbelievably difficult, yet there's Victor Perez, 6-under today, and now 10-under for the tournament.
I got to look this guy up.
Kevin Yu, 9-under. CT Pan and Austin Eckrod at 8-under par. The leader in the clubhouse after yesterday, Chad Ramey, he is through two, and he has parred both, so he is still at 7-under. That is 3 shots off the lead. As far as the names are concerned, Ricky Fowler, the Jupiter resident, he is at 4-under par, 4-under today. So he's got himself well into this picture here going into the weekend. It was a really good start. It was a hot start for Rory McIlroy, but he ends up finishing even par on the day, 4-under. That's where he was after yesterday. So he's 6 shots off the lead, and things are not looking great for Dwyer alum and former runner-up in this tournament, Daniel Berger. He is not going to make the cut this weekend. Daniel Berger is at 1-over par. Ain't gonna cut it.
That's true. It ain't. But you know what? If he does somehow miraculously make the cut, I do know that we have our graphics ready. So tap in at ESPN West Palm on Instagram and on Twitter, and then also ESPN West Palm Play on YouTube. And if he makes the cut, we'll have a Daniel Berger make the cut graphic. Okay. And it looks beautiful.
Well, I'm glad you put that together. I hope it came out well. You may need to use it for just a resume down the road, because the only way for Daniel Berger to get himself into the weekend is if almost the entire field comes down with malaria.
Okay. All right, which is still in the realm of possibility.
There is norovirus going around.
Yeah.
There is norovirus, so you never know.
You never know.
But as it stands right now, Daniel Berger is absolutely not going to be into the weekend. Christian Cat, if you could you play me, or at least tee up here, at the NFL Combine, there was a Texas Tech player that is right now in a situation where we're questioning his education. His name is Tyler Owens. He's a Texas Tech defensive back meeting with the media yesterday. And in a world of conspiracy theories and abject nonsense, this one probably takes the cake. And I need you guys to tell me if he was joking or if he's serious. This is Tyler Owens, Texas Tech defensive back, saying that he doesn't believe in space.
You guys are discussing that you don't believe in.
Nah, I don't believe in space. I'm talking about nonsense. I'm a religious, so I think like we're strong right now. I don't think there's like other planets and stuff like that.
What led you to that point to believe that?
I thought you should believe in like the helium thing, like bringing some power and stuff. But then like I started seeing like flat Earth stuff. I'm like,
that he doesn't believe in space. He doesn't think that planets or anything like that exists.
Yeah.
I know that you don't hear him particularly well, but just based on the tone and the vociferousness in which he was answering that, great confidence leads me to believe he's being serious.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you guys this. So let's just go around the horn real quick. You think he's being serious, Theo?
100%. Yeah.
Christian Cat, is Tyler Owens being serious when he says he doesn't believe in space or planets?
I think he is half serious. I think he's not convinced that there are planets and space. But you know what? He hadn't done his own research yet. So the theory's still out there. Got to prove it to him.
If you hear a prospect say that he doesn't believe in space and he doesn't believe in planets. Oh, hello, sir. Those are plastic golf balls. Yes.
Thank you. He's cracked the code.
If you hear him say he doesn't believe in space or he doesn't believe in planets,
yeah.
Does that make him undraftable? Do you take him off your draft board?
It definitely moves him down. Mm-mm. Like, especially if me personally, or did you ask C-Cat this?
No, it doesn't matter. Let's just jump in.
Okay, I would say no. I wouldn't not draft a kid, but I would hope that if I was looking to get him in the third round, maybe I'd get him in the fourth now. Like, people think he's an idiot. Maybe he did that on purpose to move his draft grade down so a certain team can get him late. Like, yeah. I don't know. He could be kind of moving on the system there.
I hate the TikTok era. That's where this is coming from.
You think that's it?
I think this is the – C-Cat, do you think this is the TikTok era? that is plaguing us here in the combine.
It could be the TikTok era. I kind of like a dumb football player. That tells me that he cares about one thing and one thing only, and that is the sport of football. We're not drafting him to do astronomy over here. We're drafting him to play football. And if he doesn't know anything else outside of this game, that's quite all right with me. Less distraction.
What is worse, a flat earther or a space denier?
Oh, man. I would say a flat earther. At least now, the space denial is more fresh.
I'm sure there's a Venn diagram where the two cross over pretty significantly. Okay.
If you ask that kid, I'm sure he'll say also that, the earth is flat, too. He didn't get a chance to answer that, but he was more so.
You know what? That's a great point. Yeah. I'm sure he followed up with a flat earth point.
But what I will say is
TikTok is killing our kids.
You're saying it's TikTok, right?
TikTok is where he's getting I don't believe in space from.
C-Cat saying that it's just dumb footballer. I'll say, have you ever been to Lubbock, Texas?
So you're blaming the environment.
I'm blaming the environment because I'm telling you right now, that dude, when he wasn't playing football, he was in Lubbock, Texas, and he probably was in Lubbock, Texas, smoking the best whatever he can get his hands on as possible and out there trying to be a good deep thinker. That's all. That's my theory with it.
Okay.
He played college football 3 or 4 years in Lubbock, Texas. He had a lot of time on his hands to come up with theories, and it probably weren't unassisted theories, if I were to say so myself.
Does denying that space and planets exist make you undraftable if you were an NFL GM? 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. Social media at KLV1063. That's 888-760-3776. Our marketing expert Jamie says that when it comes to space denial here, she weighs in, a space denier is the same as a flat earther, that the Venn diagram is just a circle. They're on top of one another.
Well, don't say circle around those guys.
Oh, yeah, they don't believe in circles.
Yeah.
They don't believe in circles.
Whoa.
I would legit, if that Texas Tech DB sat down and said, no, sir, I don't believe in space or planets, I'd say we're not drafting you. That would be it.
What does that have to do with his ability to kind of learn the playbook and run
hard?
But here's the thing. You can be football dumb, and then there's dumbassery dumb.
Yeah.
I would like to stay away from dumbassery dumb. Football dumb is fine. If you want to be a big lughead and go hit people, and you're like, oh, I don't know how to open a bank account.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing. But I don't believe in space or planets. That's another level of stupid because you've been brainwashed to be dumb.
That's true.
That's not a naturally dumb thought. That's I allowed myself to be brainwashed dumb thought.
It's also, it feels like those kind of guys are more stubborn and stuck in their ways and harder to convince of reality. So, I don't like having those kind of people around me. You're right. I wouldn't want that kind of guy in my locker room. I don't want him to be infectious to other guys.
Right.
But he's over here riling them up on some makeshift, half-baked ideas he's got. He didn't even do the research.
He didn't do the research. Now, if he came out and said, I believe Pluto is actually a planet.
There we go.
That's up for debate
still. That's insightful.
I mean, I think the majority of the scientific community thinks that Pluto is not actually a planet in our solar system. But if you still want to make the case that Pluto is planet number 9, I'm not going to hold that against you.
Yeah, big Pluto guy.
Yeah, because I do think that Pluto gets a bad rap.
I don't think Pluto gets a bad rap. I think it's just too small and insignificant, right? That's
true.
The big thing.
It's true. Very dark, cold, desolate.
Here you go, Mr. Group of Five.
Doesn't have the same orbit.
Is Pluto just a group of five of planets? 888-760-3776.
Oh, you son of a... How dare you? How dare you? By the way, can we hear Chief Saholic's lawyer again? This is Matthew Merriman. This is Chief Saholic, the super fan, the Kansas City Chiefs super fan who dresses up like a wolf, who committed several federal crimes, bank robbery and money laundering in the same wolf outfit, same wolf mask that he wore to Kansas City Chiefs games, where he was shown on television to millions around the world and in front of 70,000 plus on a weekly basis. Same man did crimes in that mask. That is stupid. That's a special kind of stupid. Yeah. He has been sentenced to up to 50 years in prison. Matthew Merriman, he is the lawyer of said Chief Saholic, and this was him yesterday giving the public the Chief Saholic stance on his circumstance yesterday outside of Missouri courthouse.
From the beginning of this case, folks, the government has been blitzing. And Xavier's pocket was collapsing.
Bar.
But today,
it sure is.
Xavier stepped into the pressure. He took responsibility for his actions. He stood up in court, humble and repentant, and admitted what he had done.
I'd be too if I wore this same mask.
If I know anything,
it was me.
About Xavier.
Man, you can't even fight
and
that.
If the Chiefs Kingdom knows anything about Chiefsaholic, we know that he doesn't give up.
It's obvious.
We know that if he stumbled and he fell, he didn't let his knee touch the ground.
Again, college analogy. Yeah.
And that's
that doesn't
because
work.
He's capable of doing a great thing.
I think his elbow hit the ground.
And
too,
he knows.
Yeah, his wrist would have counted as well, right?
We still have a lot of work to do on his case.
Yeah, you're right, the shin.
Xavier wants everyone to know that he loves the Chiefs Kingdom.
Yeah. Let's go to the
tape. He loves Kansas City. And he hopes that you'll rally to his support.
Chiefs fans, I would not rally to his support. I wouldn't associate with that. Can we just make that our coolest moment of the week, presented by EDS Air Conditioning?
Oh, yeah, of course.
See, Kat, if we could, let's make it official. The coolest moment of the week, presented by EDS Air Conditioning.
Time now for the coolest moment of the week.
Cool, yeah.
The coolest moment of the week is brought to you by EDS Air Conditioning.
EDS is yes, EDSAirConditioning.com. They've been doing it since 2006. They are family-owned and operated, servicing Palm Beach County and surrounding areas. Good to see Tony from EDS Air Conditioning pop by our setup here right across from 10th Tee at the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. I may just have to head to the Bear Trap and have a Tito's.
Got to.
I think that is probably the play
Tito's
here.
Tito's with Tony.
Tito's with Tony. That's right. Man. EDS is yes. EDSAirConditioning.com. The man sitting to my right, Theo Dorsey, he is a Gold Plan member. What is the Gold Plan? Well, let me explain to you what the Gold Plan is. A couple times a year, a technician from EDS Air Conditioning lets Theo know, hey, I'm going to come out, going to check your AC unit, and I'm doing this so that once it gets really, really hot and you're running that thing 24-7 for seven straight months, it's going to keep dependable for you. Keep your house cool. Keep your new wife cool. Theo says, awesome. Yes. Swing by. Come through. They check the ducts. They check the air quality. Make sure the AC unit's functioning properly. And they leave and say, Theo, Godspeed. Take care. And Theo says, thank you, EDS. EDS is yes. EDSAirConditioning.com. That's EDS is yes. EDSAirconditioning.com for your AC, your plumbing needs, and your air quality concerns as well. Still no word from Mike Tannenbaum, CCAT?
Unfortunately not.
Okay. We have an APB out for Mike Tannenbaum. Let me ask you this, and we love Mike T, and he's our NFL insider. Trying to decide what is more detrimental to the show. Him right now, nowhere to be found, or him doing a patented Mike Tannenbaum distracted appearance.
Man. So that's
where he's clearly like going through a drive-thru or going through a car wash and trying to do a segment with us. Which one is more preferable here? Him just not jumping on or him doing a distracted Mike T appearance?
Both equally as entertaining, right? Because you're seeing us have to do a makeshift segment that was obviously dedicated for a Mike T conversation. So that's fun seeing us dance on our feet.
Mike,
here.
Mike, what do you think of Caleb Williams? Is he going to indeed go number one?
I'd like a quarter pounder with cheese, please.
I'm pretty sure we've gotten to something similar to that before with Mike.
Very similar, or obviously there's a lot of background noise. And then if there's not that, if we do get him in a nice quiet room where we're able to hear his takes, you know, in isolation, then things like the Chargers are going to be the new AFC champions
Theo
and compete
so
for the Super Bowl.
Theo is so mad at Mike Tannenbaum for loving the Chargers.
No, not even just the Chargers love.
And Justin Herbert.
Jalen Waddle for Trent McDuffie. Straight up. Who says no?
Good old that Mike is something T. Mike Tannenbaum said.
That's a legit thing he said, yes. He said, oh, yeah, the Dolphins could be looking to move Jalen Waddle, maybe go to the Chiefs, dial him up, get all-pro cornerback Trent McDuffie.
What I appreciate about Mike Tannenbaum is he unabashedly throws those out there, and he's not going to let you talk him off it.
No,
He's not going to. He's not going to sit there and lose his confidence in his football acumen. So you know what, Theo, you can challenge him all you want, but that man's not changing.
He's not changing, and you know what? I love him for that. And you know what? You don't make it to the levels that he's made it to, both as a guy in football personnel. And now a lead analyst, one of the top analysts on ESPN for football, without being unashamed as well as very confident in your opinions.
That's why he makes the big bucks, hangs out in Bristol. So we're still looking out for Mike Tannenbaum.
Yeah.
We're still looking out for Mike Tannenbaum.
Also,
will he join us? Who knows?
Also looking out for that Mac Jones MVP that he promised us 2 years ago.
Oh,
also.
Did you see, by the way, there is a clip of Mac Jones on social media, a clip of Mac Jones just throwing some balls in the offseason, getting some work in. And he's no-look passing.
Oh.
He's literally looking to his right, but throwing to his left to an open receiver, and someone on social media tagged it by saying he probably should be looking, he probably should be working on the look passes first.
Well, maybe that's the crux of the issue. He's so good at no-look passing that when they tell him to look, he's like, damn it, guys.
You know what? Maybe that is the key.
Yeah.
His whole world's going to change when a new regime under the Patriots says, you know what? You're actually, that's your strength.
Yeah.
No-look passing.
Don't look.
That's what we're incorporating into the offense.
Just
this
whip
year.
It out there, because either way, it's going to look like you weren't looking anyways when you throw it right into the hands of the defender.
Oh, by the way.
No looking, it looks cool.
C-Cat, can we get some breaking news? Breaking news, please. Breaking news.
Breaking news on ESPN 106.3 is brought to you by St. Lucie Battery and Tire. If your vehicle has issues with braking or other issues, get it fixed right now at St. Lucie Battery and Tire.
This is actually news from 2 days ago. Reminder, breaking news. Zach Wilson's been given permission to seek a trade. Good news, guys. Zach Wilson's been given permission to seek a trade.
See, the Chiefs, we just got done. The Kansas City Chiefs, my favorite team, is going to let our punter walk. And
Looks like they might let L'Jarius Sneed walk, too.
Oh, no, he's franchise tagged, but they might let him ask for a trade. He also has the same permission
to
ask
for a trade. Did they officially tag him, or are they on the verge of officially tagging him?
Well, they told him that the plan is to tag him, and they're all intents and purposes, he's tagged.
Oh, okay.
The deadline, I think, is, March 5th, so I think they'll do it by that deadline. But, yeah, L'Jarius Sneed out to look for a trade. So here's the question, though, Ken.
Uh-huh.
Who gets a trade partner first, L'Jarius Sneed
or Zach Wilson?
I mean, two pivotal positions.
I will put all of my life savings on L'Jarius Sneed.
Zach Wilson's easier to get, though. You could get him with, a seventh-round compensatory.
If you ask me who's the first to become an insurance salesman, L'Jarius Sneed or Zach Wilson, then I'd put all my life savings on Zach Wilson.
For sure.
Right,
he's close.
Right.
He's really close.
Right.
Well, my question with Zach Wilson, too, is wherever he goes, is he going to have that same mentality he had for Aaron Rodgers where he was saying, whatever vet they bring in this locker room, I'm going to be staring down his neck. They're going to be worried I'm going to take his job. Is he still that guy? Or
I'm going to be looking at his 401K. Yeah. I'm going to be checking out his portfolio.
Oh, my God.
financial advisor Zach Wilson.
That's going to be fun. It's going to be
good
fun for him.
Good times.
He'll back up somebody next year somewhere. I just don't think they're going to find a trade partner.
How about until we find Mike Tannenbaum, let's just do some fair or unfair when we come back.
Yes,
how does that feel?
I'd love to.
Fair or unfair, a Friday tradition here on LaVica, Theo, and Stone, and it's always better when it also involves C-Cat, Christian Cat, the audible assassin, who you're also going to hear once again at 4 o'clock when Josh Cohen and the home team, Josh and Tina and C-Cat are here right across from the 10th tee, the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. That is Theo. He is C-Cat. I am Ken. It is LaVica, Theo, and Stone right here on ESPN 106.3.
You're listening to LaVica, Theo, and Stone, the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches edition. Presented by Gosling's Rum, the official rum and ginger beer of the Cognizant Classic. Also brought to you by Eisner Amper, Kaiser University College of Golf, Celsius, Formula One Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix 2024, and the Palm Beach County Sports Commission.
Good news, we're at the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Good news, I get to hang with my boy Theo. Also good news, there's now a solution if you're getting up there in age like I am. Damn near 40, can you believe it? 40 in July. My God, where has the time gone? And I'm not feeling every bit of 40. I'm not at that point, but I definitely don't feel like I did when I was in my 20s. And the good folks at Elite Anti-Aging have told me, Ken, you can, though. You can. This isn't a matter of, just getting old. No, you can feel like you did in your 20s, even though you're near 40. Elite Anti-Aging. EliteTRT.com. EliteTRT.com. And we're talking about low testosterone. We're talking about hormone imbalance. And I think a lot of times when you hear people on air talking about low testosterone, they're talking about performance in the bedroom. Mm. But what you might not know, because you're so inundated with that messaging, is that is just a slight symptom of low testosterone. Very much more noticeably and notably are if you have brain fog, if you don't have the desire to get out of bed as much, if you're getting fatigued throughout the day, if going to the gym is suddenly feeling like it's a chore as opposed to something where you feel good about it and it's going to make you better, that right there lesser drive is a symptom of low testosterone or hormone imbalance, and that's what they cover at Elite Anti-Aging. EliteTRT.com. They send you in for some blood work. Very simple. In, out, you get the results back, and they're going to determine if you have low testosterone or a hormone imbalance, and they're going to come up with a treatment plan for you at Elite Anti-Aging. These appointments can also be remote as well. Convenient for you. So don't act like, just getting old. It doesn't have to be that way. You can feel like you did again in your 20s. That's why I am all in on Elite Anti-Aging. EliteTRT.com. EliteTRT.com. That's Elite Anti-Aging. All right. Let's get to a little bit of fair or unfair here on LaVica, Theo, and Stone. Fair or unfair here on ESPN 106.3. Who wants to kick us off today with fair or unfair? Theo, you want to kick us off? CK, you want to kick us off?
I'll kick us off.
Okay, go ahead, Theo. Fair or unfair, and here's the premise. We make a declaration, and then the other members of the show, they will declare, was that fair or unfair, and we come to a very democratic solution.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Fair or unfair? You are allowed to root for your favorite franchise to lose as long as it's for the betterment of the future.
Fair.
Okay.
Okay.
That was tough, but yeah, I suppose fair if you want to play the long game. I don't know where C-Cat would be here with this one, though. C-Cat, is that fair or unfair?
It's absolutely fair. Okay. You know, I did it last year as a Yankees fan. When I saw the tea leaves with the season, how it was going, there had to be a statement season in terms of missing the playoffs, and I was happy that that pathetic team didn't make the playoffs to wake some people up. It's definitely fair.
I like it. I like it. And I didn't even think about it in that way. He's talking more so we're on the brink of making the playoffs. I root for my team not to make the playoffs so they make wholesale changes to get better for the future. I more so was thinking about draft prospects, but that's even better. I like that, CK.
Fair or unfair, that is fair. You can root for your team to lose if it's for the greater good. That's a good start to fair or unfair here on LaVica, Theo, and Stone, ESPN 106.3. Guys, fair or unfair? Fair or unfair? You have every right to be annoyed if someone pulls up on your back end in the fast lane and starts flashing their headlights incessantly. Mm. Fair or unfair?
That's fair. That's fair.
Let's open up the mic of takes.
Oh, we got a take. He's got a take.
This is
we've got a guy.
Specifically for people that come up and yell things at us when we're on the air. So let's do the mic of takes.
Mic of takes.
Mic of takes.
Say your name and give us your sports take.
Or what is whatever you're trying to tell us.
My name's C Dub.
Okay, C Dub.
Where is Tiger?
Where is Tiger?
Is it over? Is it done? Is he done?
He's not done. He's still alive and parenting,
yes.
But I think his quest for wins.
Wise.
Yeah, I think his quest for wins is probably done.
All right.
Yeah.
That was the take.
I think that was.
Come see me down in South Miami too.
All right.
Say less.
All right.
There
say
we go.
Less. I will
I like
see you
it.
In South
like
Miami.
Appreciate
good to see you guys.
Good
to see you guys.
That was good.
That was good. The mic of takes
mic
coming
of takes.
In handy here on LaVica, Theo, and Stone. C-Cat, how exhilarating was that?
That was great. We need more of that.
Yeah, sure was. All right. So back to my fair or unfair. Let me reset the table, if you will. Fair or unfair, it's okay to be incensed at somebody who pulls up on your back end in the fast lane on 95 and starts incessantly flashing their headlights. Fair or unfair?
I would go fair, but I would like to follow up and know how fast you were going in the left lane.
Well, say you're going in acceptable speed.
Okay, cool. Fair
in left lane on 95, what are we saying? Like 82, 83 is an acceptable speed?
It's got to be 7 or 8 above
speed
limit.
Yeah,
it's be like,
so
yeah.
I feel like in the 80 realm, and you're still having someone on your ass who's flashing their headlights to signify that you get out of the way, I think that is, and it's usually someone who drives a pickup truck.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah, he's calling you
out. I'll call you out.
Yeah.
Pick up trucks. Just because you have a bigger truck than everybody doesn't mean you're better than everybody.
That's right.
Okay?
What are you picking up anyways?
That's right. Yeah, what are you using the bed of your pickup truck for? Chances are nothing.
Nothing. These guys are riding. These posers are riding around these pickup trucks with nothing in the bed.
Right, right. Oh, I drive a truck.
Yeah.
You're not better than everybody. Shut up.
Wasted space.
And stop flashing your lights at me when I'm in the left lane going 82 just because you want to drive a little faster. Deal with it. It's the rules of the road.
Yeah.
C-Cat, are you fair or unfair? You are driving in the fast lane on 95 and someone pulls up on your backside and incessantly flashes their headlights at you, fair or unfair, that you get angry with them.
It should be, it's fair to get angry. I don't, because I suffer from crippling self-doubt. So whenever someone flashes their lights at me, I assume that I am immediately in the wrong, and I cower like, oh, I'm so sorry, sir.
Oh,
and
man.
I get in the next lane, and I wipe the sweat from my forehead, even though I was going maybe 15 over, and they were in the wrong. So it's fair to feel that way. I don't.
I can see C-Cat like, I'm so sorry, sir, and also please flip me off as you drive.
Yeah. You deserve it.
Thank you. Thank you. I deserve all of this punishment. Thank you. Appreciate that. Fair or unfair here on LaVica, Theo, and Stone, ESPN 106.3, the best damn midday radio show.
That's right.
In Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. Maybe in the history of radio?
I would say.
Perhaps.
Right.
C-Cat, your entry into fair or unfair on this Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches Friday.
Court storming is good, and sports media are a bunch of babies for complaining about it in February.
Fair or unfair? Court storming is good. Media babies for complaining about
fair.
It. Theo, I'll let you start.
100%
here.
Fair. It's overreaction. People didn't have enough to talk about. People love getting upset or on a side of a fence. And now people look foolish because all these kids are faking their injuries, acting like they're hurt. Court storming rules.
Did you see the visual of the kid who allegedly got hurt but played the next game looking like he was storming Normandy?
Kyle Filipkowski was acting
Paul
as if
Pierce.
He was being disemboweled with his facial expression. Here, what I will say is that yesterday I would have said, or 2 days ago I would have said, this is unfair. court storming, there's no need for it. I said on this air, get rid of court storming. Who cares? It's fine. But now there's been a confluence of events that have forced me to change my mind and say that C-Cat calling media babies for calling out court storming, saying it should end, that is fair. It all started when Kyle Filipkowski was helped off the floor at Wake Forest after the Demon Deacons beat Duke. Kyle Filipkowski then did not go through a scan, an x-ray, an MRI, nothing, and in fact was full go and played full minutes in a Duke win over Louisville just 3 days after. Mm. That suggests to me that he maybe was just acting out with the hopes of making Wake Forest look bad because he was frustrated with the Duke loss.
Yeah.
I think that that's reasonable. But then there's Kyle Filipkowski going to the Wake Forest Instagram account after they lost on Wednesday night. And after Wake Forest lost, their postgame graphic, Kyle Filipkowski, the man who was so egregiously injured on the floor at Wake Forest, he replied, he commented with, ouch. And then there's this. Yesterday, the ACC released its 2024-2025 conference opponents. ACC Men's Basketball Twitter account put that out. Duke Men's Basketball quote tweeted it with the following. Congrats to all the conference ticket offices at all Duke Road venues.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? I no longer feel badly about Kyle Filipkowski any longer.
Yeah.
A combination of him not really being hurt, a combination of him being a smarmy dope on Instagram, and now Duke being typical arrogant, we're better than you, holier than thou Duke, when it comes to tickets. C-Cat, I say fair. Media are babies, and I don't feel any bad feeling towards the court storming that Wake Forest put on Duke over the week. And I've completely changed my mind, total 180, in just a two-day span.
It's big of you to admit that. Because sometimes people paint themselves into a spot and they just don't talk about it anymore, even if they change their mind. That's big of you.
And that'll do it for fair or unfair.
Nice.
Here on LaVica, Theo, and Stone. Well done, guys. Nice expedited edition of fair or unfair. When we come back, if I were to tell you that a three-time Super Bowl champion said something, but the team that he was previously on, the one instance that he wasn't on that team that won the three Super Bowls, they want to call him that poverty team known for being terrible and incompetent. They want to call that player, the three-time Super Bowl champion, a liar. Where would your allegiance stand?
We'll discuss
when we come back. That's Theo C-Cat hanging out. I'm Ken LaVica, Theo and Stone, ESPN 106.3.
It's the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. This leaderboard update is presented by Gosling's Rum, the official rum and ginger beer of the Cognizant Classic. Also brought to you by Eisner Amper, Kaiser University College of Golf, Celsius, Formula One Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix 2024, and the Palm Beach County Sports Commission.
You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. Leaderboard update here. from PGA National, Victor Perez, 10 under par. He is through 17 today, 6 under on his round. Kevin Yu is one shot back. Then David Skins, Austin Eckroat at 8 under par. CT Pan at 7 under, along with Chad Ramey, yesterday's leader. He is still even par through his first 5 today. Chesson Hadley, 7 under as well. Rory McIlroy, 5 under for the tournament. He is 1 under today, and that puts him 5 shots off the lead. That is your Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches leaderboard update. Hey, a reminder about Tito's. They are a staple here at the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Official vodka sponsor of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches and the PGA Tour. The Tito's Stillhouse Lounge overlooking the 10th green and 17th hole. It's back. It's bigger. It's better than ever. That includes the delicious signature cocktails, live DJ sets, daily putting contests, swag giveaways, and one of the best vantage points on the entire course. Also, check out Tito's at the turn between 10 and 18 fairways to grab a refreshing cocktail.
Yes.
As you follow the action on the course. Eighth year as a sponsor of the tournament. Tito's proud to be the part of an event that so positively impacts the Palm Beaches community. As the official vodka of the PGA Tour, Tito sponsors 35 and more tournaments annually across the PGA Tour family of events, Korn Ferry Tour, PGA Tour Champions, and the PGA Tour all over the U.S., and they're proud to help those tournaments support their local communities and the nonprofits those events contribute to. Tito's handmade vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. When Mecole Hardman on the Pivot podcast said that basically the Jets have allowed Aaron Rodgers to take the keys and that he was not treated well, and the coaching staff on the offensive side of the ball, there's no organization there, and he wanted the Chiefs just to come and get him. There was immediate backlash from the New York Jets, and their punter coming to the rescue, Thomas Morstead, and accusations that Mecole Hardman was leaking playbooks, most notably against the Eagles, a game that the Jets actually won, which is weird. Let me just tell you this, benefit of the doubt, since we started the show talking about benefit of the doubt. Who are you giving? Mecole Hardman, 3-time Super Bowl champion, 4-time Super Bowl participant, or the New York Jets? I know where I'm going. I'm Team McCole.
Are they really trying to blame this dude for losses?
On.
Also, I will say my Mecole Hardman story is that I played him in Call of Duty in a couple matches, and in one of the matches, actually, he tried to come into this little house and get me, and I ran up behind him, got an assassination on him, screen recorded that, tweeted at him and said, yo, Mecole, I got you, and he was responsible enough to actually respond and be like, yeah, you got me, but we won the match.
That's a great damn story.
And I got him bad, too.
I had a cool
assassination. It was like...
But the New York Jets... What they claim defending themselves against Mecole Hardman, it doesn't pass the smell test. And that's presented to you by Dr. Neil Goldhaber, GoldhaberSinus.com. Dr. Neil Goldhaber, ENT extraordinaire. He's been doing it since 2006. He's been changing lives. Ear issues, nose problems, throat concerns, snoring. He fixes it all. Dr. Neil Goldhaber, GoldhaberSinus.com, based in Boynton. GoldhaberSinus.com, GoldhaberSinus.com. That's Dr. Neil Goldhaber, our guy. Again, GoldhaberSinus.com. Can we get an injury emporium real quick? An injury emporium.
Green! Hut! Hut!
Oh, no. There's a man down.
Presumptive number one overall pick in the NFL draft, USC's Caleb Williams. He announced today that he is not going through medicals at the NFL Combine. He is not going to give his medical information to 32 NFL teams. And that's been met with derision. That's been met with criticism. But what he said was, hey, when teams meet with me in the pre-draft, I'll do all the medicals there.
There you go.
You know what? For me, with Caleb Williams, I know I said it feels like he has a dad problem and something feels off, but maybe I'm just getting caught up in the machine.
Yeah.
Because this is no reason to criticize Caleb Williams.
No.
The teams that meet with him, he's going to do the medicals. What's the big damn deal? And it's been the headline of the Combine so far.
Also, he's Caleb freaking Williams. You know what you're getting with that dude. He's elite.
And my understanding, I don't think he missed a snap.
I don't think he missed a snap
at looks, all.
Yeah.
Comunidad, ESPN, Comunidad Deporte 760, coming up here, 10th tee, Cognizant Classic Palm Beaches, home team at 4. That's C-Cat, that's Theo. I'm Ken. Have a great weekend.
Woo.
See you out here, PGA National. Bye-bye.
Straight.